And joining me now from the Connecticut Sun, newly traded to the Sun, Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis. She's going to tell us a little bit about life in the bubble. And also, as always, all week we've had these WNBA players on to give a little stump speech, explain why unattached WNBA fans should hop on their team's bandwagon when the season starts next week. Kalina, thanks for the time. How's it been for you so far getting ready for this sort of unusual season in the wubble?
It's been different, but I think it's been good. We've been trying our best to adjust. We know that it's going to be a quick training camp, and once we start games, it's kind of you're off to the races at that point. But it's been, you know, I think all of us are just trying to mentally stay as focused as we can in practice. And like I said, you know, we don't have a lot of time to prepare, so every day counts.
You are used to being a champion, three-time NCAA champion at UConn, a WNBA champion with the Storm. What kind of attitude do you bring to the Sun this year? What kind of expectations?
I think I just bring someone that's, you know, got some experience under their belt. And, you know, for me, this is one of the first times where I've kind of, there are younger people underneath me that I have to try to help and be more of a voice for. So that's a different role for me. But luckily, as Connecticut fans know, I have AT, I have Jazz, and now we have DB as some really great veterans that, you know, I can look up to as well.
Yeah, it's a very new-look team for Connecticut with Strickland and Williams out with free agency. And at least for this season, Jonquel Jones, one of the first big stars to opt out of playing this season. What does that mean for you arriving on a new squad? Is there any sort of hierarchy? Is there existing leadership that you can learn from in terms of, you know, what's this coach like and what's the kind of vibe around here? Or is it kind of fresh for everyone to rebuild?
I think it's fresh for us, but at the same time, like, we all know that, you know, this is AT's team. She's been, you know, a leader, and she's been here the longest. But also, DB coming here and having as much experience as she does, you know, that's another leader in her. And obviously, the floor general is always going to be Jazz. So I think our team's really lucky to have three great leaders out there at all times. You know, letting us know what we need to do out there and when we need to push it, when we need to pick things up a little bit. So I think we're lucky.
Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis of the Connecticut Sun with us here on Spain & Company, Sarah Spain on ESPN Radio. As we continue to get ready for the WNBA season to start coming up very soon, what did you do during the quarantine to keep yourself ready to go and in shape for this upcoming season?
It was a lot of lifting, circuits, a lot of Peloton workouts on the bike. And luckily with the Peloton app, they give you yoga sessions. You have arms. You have leg sessions. Mm-hmm. You have a whole bunch of things to use with their app. And that was mainly what it was until the gyms opened back up. Just because you didn't want to be outside very much around a whole bunch of people. Once things started dying down a little bit, you can go outside onto the grass and get some sprints in and get things done that way. But it was hard. It was hard not being able to have a gym. I mean, I think every basketball player will tell you the only way to get in basketball shape is to play basketball. And so that was really hard for everybody up until about maybe a month and a half ago.
What are you most looking forward to being back in Connecticut? Obviously, a superstar at UConn, so there's probably a whole bunch of fans really excited to get you back in town. But bittersweet, maybe. I know you're missing the coffee shops in Seattle. I remember when you got picked up by the Sun, you were figuring out where you're going to find that coffee fix. But what's exciting about going back to Connecticut?
I think for me, I was there for 4 years, but I was only in Storrs, Connecticut. So, in college, you don't really go out and explore. You don't really have the time to do that. And I think, you know, now being in Connecticut in the summers, I'm a little excited to be able to see some more parts that I really didn't know about. And I mean, the little bit that I was there already, I was able to go to Mystic and explore there a little bit. And I found coffee, which I was
there
very happy about.
What about in the wubble? Do we have decent coffee in the wubble?
I'm just sticking with my Pike Place K-Cups right now, and they're keeping me pretty happy, but nothing beats going to a coffee shop.
Talking to Kalina Moscata Lewis of the Connecticut Sun, you know, we've been talking kind of all week about the luxuries that people are bringing into their bubbles and wubbles. So yours is clearly, you got the K-Cups. Anything else that you were like, I know I'm not going to be able to find this, so I got to bring it with me?
I brought a lot of books. I brought a puzzle. And the thing that I probably use the most, like an electronic, is probably my Ember mug that keeps my coffee hot.
Oh, okay. I don't have one of those. So, I got to look into that.
Yeah, my Ember mug goes everywhere I go because I'm constantly drinking coffee and I want it to stay hot the whole time.
Yeah, very good. It's Spain and Company here. We're doing our WNBA ramp up before the season starts, and we've been checking in with a player from each team, breaking down the upcoming season expectations, and of course, giving a speech to explain to fans who are unattached or don't have a squad why they should jump on the bandwagon. Before we get to that, what do you do when you are brought onto a new team in February and a pandemic hits in March? How are you making sure that you're connected before you got to the wobble with your new teammates? Were there Zoom calls? Like, were there phone calls? Did you have a handful of players you already knew?
I knew T. I've known T for a while. Just playing with her for USA Basketball. Playing against each other, and I knew Alyssa a little bit just playing against her in college, but T was probably who I was actually closest with and friends with, so I actually stayed with T for a little bit at her house in Louisiana, and I talked to Jazz a couple times on FaceTime and on the phone and got to know her a little bit, and honestly, they've been awesome. It was super easy to get myself acclimated here and kind of get comfortable with the team. Everybody's been super welcoming and really easy to get along with.
Now, you use a lot of initials here. DB is Dewana Bonner. Alyssa Thomas is AT. Jazz is Jasmine Thomas. Who's regular T?
Regular T is Teresa Playson.
All right, you got to be more. You got two Thomases, a Brianna, a Brianna.
I
and a
know.
Bria. Can we? I mean, we got to work.
We
on
have
this.
A lot. We have a Brian, a Brianna, a Bria. Yeah, we got a lot. We got a Kyla and a Kalina.
It's too much. I guess that's why you go with the initials. You're just making it easier on everybody. You're trying to help.
Exactly.
All right, so tell us about the Connecticut Sun. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and your goal is to convince fans who don't have a squad, there's no team in their city, maybe even fans who are just deciding to get into the WNBA for the first time now, why they should jump on the old Sun bandwagon.
Yeah, if you don't have a team now, I mean, I'm a part of the Connecticut Sun now. Being back in Connecticut, I know what it is to bring championships back to Connecticut. Having those fans behind you means everything to us. They are our fuel. Those fans are what keep us going. And there's a lot of hype behind this team, especially after making it all the way to the finals last year. And the Sun has all the right pieces to go and win one now. We're so versatile. We've got DB, AT, who can play the four, and DB can play the three also. AT bringing the ball up in transition for us. I mean, we have Bree Jones, who is going to be able to come up and step into a new role for us and play big minutes as a post. And I think that if you want to see exciting up-tempo basketball and you want to be able to stand up at all times, you need to be a Connecticut Sun fan. We are going to be running in transition, shooting threes out of it. AT is going to be bulldozing people over in transition. So if you want excitement, you want to be a Connecticut Sun fan.
Well done. Well done. And very smart to tell them they will be joining a robust army of women's hoops fans down in Connecticut if they jump on that bandwagon. Bandwagon's pretty full, but there's always room. Kalina, thanks so much for making some time for us. Good luck in the wobble. We'll be checking back in with you gals throughout the course of the season, see how things are going. But good luck as you get used to it.
Thank you.